Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We are a live call and talk radio program. You can get your voice on the air. Hundreds of radio stations, plus the internet, and some other places, satellite, you know, that type of thing.
Dozens of followers on the video feed.
Yeah, I mean, we have up to tens of viewers. We have more than that.
At least dozens.
I said dozens. Yeah. You're selling a short.
Under promise, over deliver.
Okay.
It's my thing. It's what I do. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
We've been talking about this bit from Mises.org on the emerging free state, specifically about New Hampshire.
The soon-to-be free state.
And we'll talk more about that. But first, let's go to Dana calling from Michigan. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Captain, before the commercial, you were talking about theism.
I was.
You said you're a theist because you do not believe you're intelligent enough to make a decision if there is something greater.
Dana, I'm a non-theist.
Told you. Better words.
Non-theist. N-O-N-dash
okay. Oh, theist. I'm sorry. I misspoke. And that's what I meant. But I misspoke.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
You're a non-theist. And that's... Am I also quoting you correctly? And you said that you are this choice because you do not think you're intelligent enough to make a decision if there is something greater.
And that's when I suggested agnostic might be an okay term to use.
Yeah, and I used to go by agnostic for a long period of time. So that was the first sort of path that I went down. I went down the agnostic path where I was just like, you know, there's all these religions, and they all claim to be the right one, which could be the correct one. And after looking into it, I just suddenly decided that, well, none of them are right for me. And so that's where I ended up.
Okay, but wait a minute. Okay, so stop right there. There's two different things you said. One, you said all these religions.
There's only one true religion.
That's not religion. God is faith. He is or he isn't. So if you're a non-theist, you've already made a decision. So you're saying you're not intelligent enough to decide if there is a God or there isn't. So you're a non-theist. But non-theist means you don't believe in a God. So you have made a decision. And then the other gentleman, I'm so sorry I forgot your name.
Gentleman.
He said maybe you're agnostic. But agnostic means... You're not really sure. You're on the fence. You're not saying there is, but you're not ruling it out.
Okay.
So agnostic is different. It isn't close to not believing. Not believing is not believing. You have left. You have closed all doors and windows to believing.
That would be atheist, right?
Right, that's an atheist,
okay. And
you did bring that word up, but I want to share something with you, and I want you to hear this, and I want everyone listening to hear this. This is not about your IQ. It's not an intelligent quotient thing. It's faith. There was a movie, and I believe George Seton was the director, the 1947 movie, Black and White, Miracle on 34th Street.
Mm-hmm.
There is, towards the end of the movie, the gentleman that's starring in it, he said, but it's attributed to the director, it was either the screenplay writer or the director. His name is George Seton, but the actor was someone different. He said, faith is believing in something even when common sense tells you not to. Faith is different than common sense or IQ. Common sense is not IQ, and IQ is not faith. They're all three different things. I have one more thing to say.
Okay.
St. Augustine said, faith is to believe what you do not see. The reward of this faith is to see what you believe. So here's the thing, Captain.
Mm-hmm. I'm not
trying to convert you. But if I'm wrong, I go into the ground and I become worm burger. If you're wrong, you're screwed for eternity.
No, I just die.
That's Pascal's wager, and that's been refuted.
Yeah. No, you don't just die. No, you don't just die. You're wrong because Jesus Christ and even atheists have proved the historical Jesus Christ lives. That historical Jesus Christ talked about his Father and the Holy Spirit. Now, people debate whether Jesus was the Son of God, but he, the historical Christ that even atheists have proven, yeah, there was this dude named Jesus that lived, and they can prove it. So people much smarter than all of us put together atheists have proved this. So if the historical Jesus, a man named Jesus, existed, it isn't that big of a leap. Because he constantly referred to this being called Father, his heavenly Father. If he is truly the Son of God and you die, you are not going to just be dead. You will go to hell.
Well,
because he
okay.
said,
perhaps
no
I know.
One who
Dana, I have a question for you because you seem articulate and educated on religions. Right, and particularly what is or is not a religion. So I'm going to change subjects here a little bit for you, because okay. I want your opinion, because you seem to have knowledge at least what the definition of religions are. Is government as we know it today a religion?
For those who follow it. And I would distinguish that even further. Let's use COVID as an example. For those who are blindly following, get that shot, and it's not because I'm conservative, and I've got a bit of libertarian in me, Mark knows this, probably more than a bit, especially now since COVID, but those who blindly follow, they are following it as their religion. As people have said, those on the left, abortion is their religion. The government is their religion. The shot is their religion. Yes, I think that's, in fact, it's not even I think or my opinion that you asked. It's an actual fact. Those who tend to go along with everything government does are more likely than not to not have strong faith.
Interesting.
Now, what does that tell you?
I don't know, but my other co-hosts have some words as well.
Well, I was trying to suggest earlier that her claim that if she's right, you know, she gets, like, eternal happiness, and if you're wrong, you get eternal damnation, but vice versa, that is Pascal's wager, right? That's what that argument is called, and it has been refuted a number of times in any number of ways by atheists, you know, smarter than me, who, like, do these arguments on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And so it's easily refuted, right, by a quick Google search for, like, refutation of Pascal's wager, which is basically that you don't, as an atheist, we do not waste our lives, right, and in eternal damnation because, you know, because we go about without going to church and without faith, without religion. Like, we've lived the one life that we're given maximally. Because we're not using that to get to something higher.
And I can say just even anecdotally that is true for me in comparison
right.
to my family, no matter what side or which religion, that I have lived my life far more fully
yeah.
than they have.
And when it comes,
in my opinion.
And when it comes to Jesus.
You're talking, you guys, again, you're switching, you're talking apples and oranges. Let's stay on the same track. You're talking.
You use Pascal's wager, and there's a
life.
Reputation to it.
You're talking a fully lived life. That has nothing to do with faith, because what the atheists have said, and the Pascal's wager, all of these people are alive, that, including us, that are making these debates. And Jesus Christ said, if you do not believe in me, and you will not get to my Father.
Hey, thanks for the call, Dana. 603-283-6160. What the hell's going on around here? It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, guests come on and listen to Free Talk Live.
Okay.
Yeah, you can dial in and participate in the show. Get your voice on nationally syndicated talk radio by dialing 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the Lord, Dr., Reverend, Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
I like having Lord in there. It's pretty cool. It only cost me like $20 or something. $25.
Would you buy a square of land in Scotland?
That's what
I did. Yeah, that's exactly what I did. Yeah, there's a website you can go to. And
they're probably going to have a Black Friday sale any week now.
Yeah. They keep sending me emails every now and again. They're like, get one for all your friends, right? And I'm like, well, I want to be the only Lord.
I know, that kind of makes it not special.
Yeah. Like, could you make it any less special? But it's pretty cool in that it's a free market method of providing a sanctuary, a wildlife sanctuary, right? So this land where I bought this 1 foot by 1 foot square or whatever it is of property that is now named after me, Captain Kickass. It's pretty sweet. I got an official certificate from them. It says, you now own this little... I can go visit my plot, like if I want to go visit Scotland or whatever. It's pretty cool.
And with the rate of land prices going up, who knows how much you'll get for it later.
Yeah, I know. You know, but that's how you become a lord. You buy a plot of land in Scotland, and then you can... Like, literally, people are taking this with their slave names, their government names, and they're adding lord to their driver's license, for example, or their marriage certificate, or their birth certificate, that kind of a thing. So it's legally legit. I just thought it was cool because I like making fun of titles, and that's why I have several of them.
That's awesome.
Get your free upgrade at the airlines.
So there's
first class.
There's the you can buy a star. Mm. There is a similar thing, but you can buy a star. So I'm wondering, if you buy a star, do you then become a god of your own like little star in your own little solar system?
God is a matter of faith.
The whole time the previous caller was talking about faith, and every time the word faith, I always get that stupid George Michael song stuck in my head.
Yeah.
I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith. And it's like, oh my God. I hate that song too. I hate George Michael, just generally. His music was crap.
Wow, tell us how you really feel.
Sorry. I mean, most of that 80s pop was crap. It was synthetic, poorly produced, 8-bit at best quality music, and yeah.
But you know, there's a place for it.
I'm a big fan of 80s hair metal.
Oh God, do you know who Brittany Fox is?
No.
You should go listen to them.
Okay.
They're right up your alley, bro.
Maybe.
What about Dangerous Toys?
I don't really listen to music anymore.
But you said you're a big fan of 80s hair metal.
I was a big fan of 80s hair metal. Like, if we're talking about 80s music, that was, you know.
That's all of these came from that particular era. Right. If you're a big fan, you should know them, is what I'm saying.
Well, they're not a big enough fan then, Captain.
I guess
that's
not.
What I listen to.
I guess not, Richie Rich.
Jesus.
Hey, Nikki.
What's up?
Should we go to the phones?
Yeah, let's go to the phones.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Babbling Incoherency.
Incoherent Babble
it's
Guy.
It's Dustin.
Incoherent Babble Guy.
From Kansas City. Dustin, you're on Free Talk Live.
I was wondering if anybody else caught the calendar manipulation.
You mean government savings time?
No, it goes with day by day, and that the September 11th this year it fell on a Saturday.
Yep.
But it was the fifth set of the leap year, which it should have fell on the work day, and then I found. In my 31 to 32 puberty, you're supposed to identify which day of the week you prefer your birthday to be on out of the four revolving, repeating.
Okay, so, Dustin, I don't know if you know.
Days?
I don't know if you know how the is it the Gregorian calendar that we
use? Sure, yeah.
Okay. The calendar, generally speaking, until there's a leap year, whatever day your birthday is on is going to be on the following weekday the next year. So, for example, if my birthday was on a Monday this year, then next year it's going to be on a Tuesday.
What happens if your birthday falls before the leap in the leap year? Does it matter?
It still moves until the leap year occurs.
Okay.
On the other end of that.
Every 4 years, every 4 years, you have the same days of your birthday landing on, but this time, my birthday hasn't shown up on the regular day.
You lost your birthday?
You're not getting any older.
It makes me think that the government manipulated the calendars.
Wait, Dustin, were you born on leap year?
No.
Leap day of leap year?
Yeah, like February 29th, were you born on?
It's the same day. Well, once every 4 years, your birthday falls back on the same days of the calendar.
It's every 7 years. Well, I guess
every four years.
It would be, right, because leap year is every 4 years, so every 4 years. But it still increments by one.
There's a cycle somewhere.
Yeah, there is a cycle. He's right about the 4 years. That's
it's supposed to repeat the same days of the week.
No, I don't think so, because you're just getting one extra day. So it might go something like, and I'm just pulling this out of nowhere, it might go something like your birthday 1 year falls on a Monday, the next year a Tuesday, the next year a Wednesday, the next year a Thursday, then the next year it's on a Saturday because you've gone through a leap year, or it repeats the last day it was on depending on how the cycle of the calendar works.
This isn't even leap year, and the same days of the week your birthday is supposed to fall on the 4 years. Same day practices of
well,
September 11th.
They canceled 2020 because of COVID, so now 2021 was the leap year.
They canceled 2020.
We did the 2020 Olympics in 2021. You know, we can do leap year in 2021 as well.
Dustin, thanks for the call. I just hope that since they took away your birthday, they don't also slap your name.
Happy birthday, Dustin.
Happy birthday, Dustin. May it fall on the correct day next year.
I just refer to it as, like, the annual celebration of my existence, because it seems like a good enough reason to celebrate.
Yeah, are you reborn every single year?
No. You have one birthday, but this is the annual celebration of that.
How many years would it take for somebody born on leap year to become 21?
I want to say 84 if we're just playing the little math thing there.
Can you imagine waiting until you're 84 to, like, have a beer?
There are people that celebrate that, right? Like, you know, as they get older, like, I'm finally 21 in the nursing home.
You're like, ha-ha, very funny.
Yeah.
Perhaps they'll attend Pascal's Rager.
Greatest concert ever.
It was a party.
Oh, party.
It was a kegger.
Okay.
Pascal, somebody named Pascal, right? Like, had a party, and it was Pascal's Rager.
Okay.
I didn't realize it was a...
I didn't know it was really hosted by a guy named Pascal.
Yeah.
I just thought they'd, like, riffed on that.
It might have been a girl. I'm not
okay.
sure.
Isn't that the seagull from Animal Crossing?
I don't know what you're
lost
talking
everybody?
About.
Oh, yeah. I should know that.
We don't lose the host, Nikki.
Sorry, one. Guys.
At least me. I mean, I get lost pretty easily. It's not really that hard to do. Dustin did it, so.
Yeah, I got lost quick.
603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll talk more about the emerging free state. I think you all know where that is.
It's the otter.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Uploaded the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate upon private employers. A federal appeals court has issued a temporary stay, asserting there may be constitutional issues with the requirement. White House advisor Cedric Richmond telling Fox News Sunday they're on solid legal ground.
OSHA's job is to protect workers. We've lost 750,000 Americans due to this pandemic, 13,000 a day. And people should be able to go to work in a safe environment. And so if that means doing something that is tough, that's what this president does.
A poll conducted by USA Today and Suffolk University puts President Biden's approval rating at 38%. It had been hovering in the low 40s in recent polls. Biden's approval rating has been on the decline for a number of weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News. People in most parts around the U.S. adjusting to daylight saving time.
The Department of Transportation, which is in charge of daylight saving time, says the practice still saves energy, prevents traffic accidents, and helps reduce crime. Sleep experts are warning, though, that the consequences of losing sleep from daylight saving far outweigh any possible value. Others say they never really notice the change in the clock when it comes to their sleep. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A crew of U.S., French, and Japanese astronauts will have to delay their return home from a six-month trip to the International Space Station due to high winds off the Florida coast. SpaceX delaying their departure until at least Monday afternoon. They're expected to splash down in the Gulf of Mexico. The good news is that the trip will last 8 hours, less than half as long as before. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is our telephone number if you would like to get your voice on the air. Talk about whatever's on your mind. We did a little exercise, if you will, a little workbooking. And we actually...
We went into the future.
We traveled to the future. The future. The future. And, of course, we just looked at January 1st of this year. And then,
'cause that was the most obvious date to pick.
And then next year, and then the next year, and then the leap year. And what it does is it does move forward in succession. It was, what did we start? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then the leap year, it skipped to Wednesday.
Amazing.
Weird.
Amazing.
It leaped forward just like it's called in the terminology. So,
but that's the government calendar we were looking at.
Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're very big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and really could be taken down at any moment. Thankfully, though, Odyssey started offering live streaming. So now we're streaming live this show that you're listening to every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch will help us seed it, and then it'll stay online forever. At a minimum, we ask you to visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today, video.freetalklive.com.
And check out the Carolina Reaper episode, because that was hilarious.
I still haven't watched that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know I'm missing out. Okay. I'm behind on doing things for other people.
I'm not going to participate in that ever, even if invited.
There was one other thing I wanted to mention before we continue the show, and that is I wanted to say thank you to Elliot Axelman. He's a fine person, a well-spoken man, an avid voluntarist, libertarian-type person, and he is a silver-level contributor to Free Talk Live. That means he gives $10 a month to the AMPS program over at amps.freetalklive.com. It's our new system for folks who want to contribute to the show to get us on more radio stations. We're currently on, I think, 186 radio stations. We could be on more. We could be on 200, 250, 300 stations. The AMPS program, you know, the money goes specifically to advertise, market, promote, and support this show. So if you enjoy the hosts, you enjoy the co-hosts, you enjoy the topics that we bring up, please consider becoming an AMPS member over at amps.freetalklive.com. And thank you, Elliot Axelman. We appreciate you. All right. So we covered the leap year thing. We did the workbook thing. We talked about, okay, all right, well, let's go to David in New Mexico.
Oh, come on.
David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's the Richie
Richie's figure in? You got a problem with that, Richie? Hmm?
You know he does.
It's all
What's
good.
The problem, Richie? You want to go out back, Richie? Come on, Richie, step outside.
You want to go to the Outback? He's taking you to dinner, bro.
You know, honestly, it is so warm in the studio that I'm actually kind of looking forward to leaving. It's cool New Hampshire.
You could get the Bloomin' Onion.
I missed out
on
that.
I was just going to call him a Bloomin' Onion. You Bloomin' Onion?
That is one of my favorite things at Outback, is that Bloomin' Onion.
It is really good.
It is really good.
See, you are a blooming onion.
There's a steakhouse around here that has, like, similar onion peels, but it doesn't bloom. It just...
Yeah, it's...
It's not a steakhouse. Okay. It's a fake house.
It kind of is, yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely an unreasonable simulation.
The cultural phenomenon that is Outback Steakhouse.
Because the Outback Steakhouse is so authentic.
Okay, just checking.
The waiters are all, hello, welcome to the Outback. Did you hear about the steakhouse that's only for, it's called the Brokeback Steakhouse?
I have not.
It's only for the gays.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, David, what's on your mind?
Well, I was going to continue to expose the crimes against humanity committed by Judge M. Monica Zamora here in Mexico.
But then you found out Richie Rich was on the show and decided to talk about the Bloomin' Onion?
Yeah.
I'd rather talk about the Bloomin' Onion.
Well, you got your wish, Richie, because we did talk about the Bloomin' Onion, you Bloomin' Onion.
I think they're having a Ruby Tuesday as well. You get some nice rack of ribs with that.
Ooh, if you used blue food dye to cover the onion, you could have the Blue Man Onion.
Texas Roadhouse has one, too.
The Blue Man Onion?
And they have the cinnamon sugar butter. So
that is good.
I'm just saying, like, tough competition with the steakhouses.
Cinnamon sugar? What is this, Wisconsin?
No, what? In Wisconsin, they have beer in it.
Oh, okay. So, but yeah, I was going to continue to expose the crimes against humanity committed by New Mexico judges. But first of all, hey, that Dustin from Kansas.
Yeah.
Captain, you must have missed the episode a few years back when I did a seminar on how to introduce Dustin from Kansas. It's Dustin, the Wind from Kansas. That's his middle name or his nickname.
The Wind.
Is that all he is?
The Wind. Dustin. The Wind. From Kansas.
All he is Dustin the Wind from Kansas?
Yeah.
You did a whole seminar on that? That's like the worst TED Talk ever.
Yeah, well, this is
Well, I mean, David, you're kind of the same old song yourself from time to time.
Same old song and dance?
I try to be. Just
a drop of water in an endless sea.
You don't want to walk into McDonald's and get Burger King, do you?
I would love to walk into McDonald's and get Burger King.
You know what?
Yeah, McDonald's sucks.
Richie Rich claims to be an avid fast food aficionado. Have you ever done, like, I prefer McDonald's fries, and I really dislike Burger King's fries.
I go to Burger King for the onion rings.
Okay, so you go, so you get a sandwich from one and then the side from another?
I have never done that. I've never made multiple stops.
I think they got an app for that.
Perfect meal.
I'm sorry, what's that, David?
I think they got an app for that.
You can DoorDash it now.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. The poor bastard that DoorDash has to go, like, first he has to drive through the McDonald's.
What I really miss are the terrible Jack in the Box tacos.
Oh, I miss
there's no Jack in the Box around here.
There isn't, no.
And 2 for 99 cents, like 18 tacos, just give it to me now. It's $9 and 18 tacos.
What do you mean? What do you mean the poor people from DoorDash, they love that? Because that way, instead of just eating fries only, they get to eat fries and onion rings.
I'm going to settle this right now. All they do crumbles to the ground, though they refuse to see. Thanks for the call.
And then Jack in the Box for the curly fries as well, the seasoned curly fries. So if I want seasoned curly fries, I'd go to Jack in the Box. If I wanted, you know, decent French fries, it's McDonald's. And then onion rings from Burger King.
I'm now longing for my heavy metal musician band type days when, you know, the show ends at 1 o'clock in the morning, but then you have to tear down, you have to hobnob with,
you then
know,
you'll get a fourth meal from Taco Bell.
Then you have, like, yes. And it's like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, and everybody's trying to get, you know, Jack in the Box, right?
It's the 24. Because it's 24 hours, man.
24/7 and cheap.
Or Denny's.
24 hours and the full menu.
I can't go to Denny's anymore.
Why not?
Okay, it did happen.
If you don't get dragged out of a Denny's at 4 a.m., did you really experience it properly?
I was allowed back in there after the incident. We don't talk about the incident.
Denny's was also one of the few places that after they discontinued it, I could get a vanilla cherry Dr. Pepper because they had vanilla shots and cherry shots, and I could order Dr. Pepper.
They hooked it up.
No lie, I ordered a sandwich from, I'm not going to say which Denny's, and they, of course, apologized, caught me my meal, but there were things crawling around in the bread of my sandwich. Yeah.
No.
They, like, took it away, you know, quickly made me another sandwich, and, you know.
Thanks for the call, David.
603-283-6160. The final segment of Free Talk Live is coming up. The final one for this Sunday edition, anyway.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Just to, you know, be clear, I said before the break, coming up the final segment of Free Talk Live, and then I think it got out, but I meant of this particular day's show, because, we're certainly coming back tomorrow, and the day after that, and the day after that, and, well, then leap year, and then the day after that. It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160, although you're probably not going to get on the air.
It's later than it's supposed to be right now, so we're a little bit loopy.
I blame the government.
And also, I think we might have been hit with some sort of a heat ray.
Okay.
It's a little, it's warmer today in the studio than it normally is, so.
I told you it's a little warm in here.
Well, I thought at first it was just your magnetic personality.
Okay.
You know, but no, I don't think that's the case anymore. I think maybe the heat's on.
Like, you're in a long sleeve shirt.
I am.
I've still got, like, a normal polo on. It's still warmed it up.
That's not a normal polo. Your shirt is normal.
It's a normal polo.
Your kilt over, or whatever that is.
It's an overkilt.
Overkilt. Kilt over.
What do you do with an overkilt? Kilt over.
If you get too drunk in an overkilt, you get kilt over. Oh, boy. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Rich.
We've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now, Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and for the first time, it's available on an exchange. You can create an account at exmarkets.com with just an email address so you can keep your privacy intact. It's amazing. A non-KYC exchange. It's amazing. You can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token, ITR. Learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org and buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com. Again, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world.
Sweet.
All around the globe.
And that's why libertarians won't move, because they think it can happen there. Just saying.
I mean, let's prove it somewhere first, right? Let's have a use case.
Yeah, I mean, that's the people that are moving here, right, are the ones attempting to prove that use case.
Right.
Right? It's the beacon of freedom, like the lighthouse of liberty.
A shining beacon of freedom in a...
beacon of whatever it is.
In a globe full of crap.
Right. But then people will see that beacon and go like, well, I don't want to be there.
It's
right?
too cold.
It's too cold.
Well, you're not hardcore enough.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I question your...
commitment.
Your commitments. Your your philosophy, even.
You
if that
should.
If that is your reason. Like, if there's some other reason, like, I'm too poor, right? I can't quit my job because I have a medical condition, you know, that kind of a thing. But if you're an able-bodied person and you believe in the philosophy of liberty, you believe in getting together with people of similar thoughts to you, that is to say you subscribe to the non-aggression principle, you're a libertarian, an anarchist, you know, a voluntarist, then... the excuse of, it's cool, is just that, an excuse.
So, I will say this about the movement here so far, based on, like, circa 2007, when I was first learning about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, back then, people would call into this show and say, like, well, are you guys doing this? Right, and Ian or Mark would say, no, there's nobody doing that. You should move here and be the person doing that.
Right.
That was the incentive to move, is like, you could start your own thing. And then at this most recent Pork Fest that happened, right, there was the hub mentality, right? Because now, you know, 14 years later or whatever from when I first found out about this whole thing or got involved, right now it's there is so much going on here already that wherever you're coming from, there is already something for you to plug into, right? So now you don't have to come wondering. You don't even have to start your own thing anymore, right? The groundwork has been laid. You can just come plug in, and that's the kind of progress that has been made here. And I don't know what's happening where you are, but I doubt it's as well, you know, planned out.
And New Hampshire is so diverse. Like, there's really, like, almost something for everybody here. I mean,
like
it's maybe not, like, surfing, but, like...
No, there's
you know,
totally
if you,
surfing.
If you want to go up north, like, there's mountains, you can kind of... run off into the middle of the woods, in the middle of nowhere, and be left alone. You can come to Keene and hang out with us. You can go to Manchester. There's tons of stuff going on over there. There's the sea coast. There's just...
where they're surfing.
They're surfing on
I saw
at Hampton Beach. They're
I saw
for
people
sure
surfing in the snow. Like there was
yeah,
still like
the snowboarding.
Right, you know, not snowboarding, yeah, but you know.
Yeah. And there are
wetsuits.
You got lakes. I mean,
6-inch waves.
Come on, guys.
Don't get me wrong. Like any state, there's like rural areas where there's like you know farmland and you know trees for miles and that kind of a thing. But there's also sort of metropolitan areas, like you said. Manchester is the largest city. There's concerts that come through there, major concerts all the time. There's all sorts of things going on at all different times, man. And like it's just a matter of finding out, you know, and it's also being willing to adapt, right? Because you do have to adapt. You can't come to New Hampshire and expect things to be the same.
Yeah.
You know
there's
that your
no
life
jack
is,
in the box.
Your life is going to change.
I'm bitter.
And maybe in ways that you didn't even expect, but how committed are you to freedom, right? Are you willing to risk anything? Because if you're not willing to risk anything for your freedom, well then, you know, quite frankly, go F yourself.
Wow.
You know, seriously,
okay.
I'm really tired of talking to people who claim to be about freedom but aren't willing to risk anything. They're not willing to hang it out there, you know.
You're saying just risk something, though. Like, you don't have to put your life on the line.
No, but, like, risking moving to a state where there's other freedom-minded people and
risk
getting involved.
Buying a winter coat.
You know, a shovel, right? You know, risk shoveling a driveway, you know, for freedom. You know, like, you don't have to, like, risk everything, but... be willing to be to have freedom be more important than the weather.
Absolutely.
The weather.
There's a lot of situations where freedom is not the highest priority for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And, like, that's okay, but it should be higher than the weather.
That's all I'm saying. Higher than the weather.
I agree with you.
Higher than the weather.
I think the weather is wonderful here. I love the weather in New Hampshire. Having all four seasons, I mean, that's just amazing. The autumn, the leaves, I mean, we live in a state where we have some of the best foliage.
It's true.
It's true. Gorgeous up
here.
Yeah, fall
is super gorgeous.
The mountains in the winter and the shimmering, like, white snow in the summer is not, I mean, it's hot, but whatever. You know,
but it's short, so there's that.
Yeah, you have that balance of different seasons.
Yeah. I mean, I spent plenty of time during winter, and in fact, when I went to the West Coast to be in the Seattle area, I did so because I wanted to play music, and that was where the hot scene was in the mid-90s. You know, okay, I'll go to Seattle.
Grunge.
I didn't want to go to L.A. because F L.A.
Yeah, you don't have to speak much to that.
Yeah. And I didn't want to go to New York for the same reason. I'm like, you know. But Seattle had a thing going. I'm like, okay, I'll go out there, see if I can. And I did. I got into music. I played in bands and all that stuff. And part of the thing that drew me there was it rarely gets above 85 and it rarely gets below 40.
Right? Okay.
And I'm like, okay, I can live with that. Growing up in the Midwest, I lived in Minnesota for some time. I, you know, came out of Wisconsin, so I know what winter is. I've seen blizzards where, like, you know, your whole house is snowed in. There's a snowdrift 10 feet high, and you got to shovel your way out the door.
And I actually think those winters are probably worse than they are here.
Yes.
Yeah.
At least so far. I've only been here for a couple of years, 2.5 years now. But the winters that I've been through haven't really been that big of a deal. Now, I expect there's going to be one maybe this year where, like, you know, it comes down and, you know, we get dumped on and we get, you know, but I don't know. It seemed very tolerable to me. It wasn't as big a deal as I thought it was going to be coming back to winter. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And the state still plows the roads.
Right.
Not saying that they should, or that it's necessary to have the state to do so, but.
Yeah, I get by with just a front-wheel drive.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to have a four-wheel drive out here. I'm not, you know, if I buy 20 acres out in the rural lands, I probably have to get a four-wheel drive.
That would just be fun.
But until I do, right, you know, it's like a guy can get by. You probably, I mean, I've seen people driving around in like a 78 Olds Delta 88 with like the chains on the back tires because it's a rear-wheel drive in the snow, in the winter. No big deal.
No big deal.
Yeah. They plow the roads. If you don't want a shovel, why, you can just call somebody and have that hired
out. Have services for that?
Oh, you bet they do.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And if, like you were saying, Richard, if you plug yourself into the community, you might even find voluntarists who offer those services.
Yeah.
And perhaps even for cryptocurrency, for example, or gold backs or something along those lines.
Right. The community has expanded so much that there are now things to plug into rather than you just have to come here and start it yourself if you want.
Yeah.
So, that's all I'm saying.
We're out of time. We are here 7 days a week, though, from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. If you want to call, I realize some stations might be playing only part of the show and off those hours. So I want to say thanks to everybody for listening. Thanks, Nikki. Thanks, Richie.
Thank you.
Thanks to all our listeners.
You're welcome.
Have a good night. Peace.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.